The Media Collective recently attended an information meeting held at the Tippecanoe Arts Federation to learn more about the Lafayette Area Food Co-op, City Foods, along with Thistle Buyer Farm. We spoke with Mary Lemkuhl, a board member of City Foods, and asked her some questions.
My name is Mary Lemkuhl. I am a recent member and recent board member of City Foods.
Who is City Foods?
Who? It's the community. That's what I would say, is it who? Because members are the ones who own the store. It's not like one person, oh, I'm going to go to this big store and that one person owns it. Let me talk to the boss. You know, no, that doesn't exist. It does as in members, though. Members is the who. That's what I would say.
I should explain, too, with the News Channel Internet Show, we just asked the basic who, what, where, when, why, how.
To
keep it fair in terms of did we cover everything that we could with it.
Okay, right now, who is City Foods would be the base of members that we have right now, and then the volunteers that do great work, and the board members that also do great work. So it's the volunteers, the board members, and the members so far. Hopefully it will be an entire community. Because that's really what it's all about, right?
You cover this slightly, but what kinds of goods do you anticipate offering at City Foods, and what do you currently offer?
We sell cheese, and it's kind of like bulk cheese, it's awesome. It's really good. Last order we got cheddar, Havarti, provolone, and Gouda. Oh my gosh, it was so good. I had cheese for a month out of my freezer. Boom, cheese is awesome. We have flour. It's Indiana milled flour. They grow the wheat in Indiana. They mill the wheat in Indiana. They make it into flour. And there's two different kinds of flour. There's one more on a baking, like pastries and that kind of stuff, and one more for like bread. And one is just called natural, and the other is actually organic. But it's not just wheat. I'm pretty sure it's a mixture of kind of like bread grains. And it is also really awesome for cooking. The organic one is, it's got this like honey scent to it, and it makes this kind of dense bread. It's really good, and a lot of people have bought it and have really good comments about cooking with it. So there's that, and then meat, pork from Thistle Buyer Farms. We just started doing that. This will be our first order, and from what I hear, it's really big. So I mean, people like pork, right? And so most of the time, those kinds of things are offered. We send it out through an email, like, oh, we're going to do an order. Who wants to participate in the order? And then we order it and then distribute it to people via a meeting place, or we send it to your house, or, you know, so there's no store or local meeting place that's common. It's kind of just like thrown together. So that's what we offer now. What we intend to offer is a full grocery store, you know? And the members would choose the products in the long run, but it would be produce, bulk items like cereals, grains, all that kind of stuff, beans, whatever bulk you can think of, herbs, you know? And frozen, fresh produce, anything you would expect to find at a grocery store. Along the lines of food, we would probably, even along the lines of home care items, stuff like that, we would have. But it would be, you know, health conscious, environmental conscious, all that kind of line of products, you know. And the members would ultimately decide the actual things that would be in the store.
What, you alluded to other possible projects and benefits to the community. What do you see as these as being, you know, either branches of or City Foods directly affiliated with?
Like, what do you got? You know, like, name it.
Well, you mentioned particularly, like, some kind of garden, right, thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm in official mode.
Yeah, okay. Well, so, I mean, that's it, though. Anything that the community can think of. So, community garden, like, is the most recent thing that came about with, like, last week. We went to the Boys and Girls Club, and we were like, boom, we want a garden right there. And they were like, boom, done. So you know, that's great. And I mean, any way that we can support or help the education of nutrition or healthy eating or community love, whatever, you know. And we also have events, like this was one, the meeting of Come and Learn What It's About. And we also have, we had a Live Foods is what it was called. And that was a meeting about, was a meeting, it was an event about Kombucha, which is a mushroom that produces like a tea that is supposed to be really good because it's kind of like this vinegary drink. And then tempeh, which is a fungus growing on soybeans. And what was the third one? Third one was, oh, yogurt, how to make your own yogurt. So those are all based on live things producing food. And we had people from the community showing you how they do it. And everybody gave a like written out process, and it was really cool. And a lot of people learned a lot of really awesome stuff. We plan on having events like that. Like it's more of a workshop, you know, throughout not being open and being open. So just any kind of learning environment event, you know, about anything that has to do with getting people involved with things that improve their lives, you know.
Did you document? Do you have any kind of video or anything up? The live food event.
We don't. No voice or recording done there. So I guess you just got to come,
right,
to experience the full thing, you know. Or, you know, hey, you wanna come to everything that we do, and you can document it. There you go.
There is definitely a possibility. With where, I know there was some debate, where do you anticipate City Foods residing?
Well, so in the past, it's basically been like downtown. But recently, when we're getting more in depth, you know, with all the business jargon of it all, and market studies are brought up, and feasibility of everything is brought up, and it gets shifted a little, you know. And we've actually had recently a meeting with a guy involved in the city of West Lafayette, and he was ecstatic, you know. Oh, we want a co-op really bad. So first one in the door wins, you know. And so we're like, holy crap, you know. Do we really want to go to West Lafayette? Who knows? Maybe we do. Well, eventually, we would like to have a store. We'd like to have 300 stores, you know? I mean, so it's ideal situation, Lafayette and West Lafayette. Basically, what we're trying to decide, which place do we open first, you know? And that's really up to, like, market study type of things, feasibility of where we could thrive and then open up a store somewhere else as quick as possible. You know, so downtown Lafayette is like an insane target at some point in time. West Lafayette is a target at some point in time. Whoever wins, it's kind of like it's up to members. It's up to us doing studies and seeing which would be the best fit to start off with.
When do you anticipate City Foods opening up its doors?
Well, if you asked us that a couple months ago, we would have said summer of this year, because it was a very... it was based off of them starting to talk about this 2 years ago, and they had projected, well, summer 2010, that's when it's going to happen. And so we were telling people that, you know, up till we went to a startup conference for co-ops, and we learned a lot there. And he helped at that conference, Bill Gessner. He is a guy from CDS, which is the people that put on the whole event. But they're like a co-op of people who know how to start co-ops, you know what I mean? And so they want to spread as much information around as possible about how to get them started. And he kind of helped us devise a plan, like a realistic plan of the progress that we've done, what we still have left to do. And so now it's kind of more projected around the fall, the summer or the fall or the spring, whatever, somewhere in 2012, you know, so... Ooh, beginning of a new world, right?
Why a co-op now?
Why not a co-op now, I guess? I mean, co-ops are, they've been around for a really long time, and there was actually a co-op in West Lafayette 25 years ago, and then things happened, whatever, and it closed. But, you know, people are just getting really disconnected from their life, and they are going towards the route of tell me what to eat, tell me what I want to do in my day. I gotta go watch that TV show. Anything that can disconnect them from what's really going on around, you know? And so I think we're really trying to stop that. And, or I am, personally, I am just like wake up, you know, and get involved in your community. Get involved in what you eat. Like, come on. So a co-op, I think, is a good way to create a new community. And it's kind of like done in a way that people don't even know it's kind of happening. It's like, oh, now I'm all of a sudden involved with all these people that live in the same place that I do. And now all of a sudden I own a store, partly. And now all of a sudden I know the people who sell me the food. Well, I love that. And why wasn't that available before? You know? And so I think it's just kind of why a co-op now would be to change the world. That's why.
How can people become involved and help?
Become a member. first and foremost, become a member. And that's because that's all it is. That's all a co-op is members that own the store. There's no co-op without no members, or with no members. So that would be great, and it's all on the website, cityfoods.org, on how to become a member if people aren't coming to an event or something. You can print the application and boom, or you can even pay PayPal to become a member. We're fancy. Become a volunteer would be the second top priority issue. Gosh, we need so much help, you know. We have great volunteers now. We need more great volunteers. And it's really hard to find people who are willing to be a great volunteer. And that's really strange to me, you know, because, I mean, do you, again, back to disconnect from life. Like, do you care about where you live? Do you like the way it's going? Are you happy with what's outside your front door? If the answer is no to any of those questions, like, get out there and change it. The only way to do that is be a volunteer, right? So... be a volunteer. That'd be number two. Or you could just donate, you know, if it's like volunteering isn't for me, becoming a member isn't for me, but I really like this and I think maybe the people down the street will like too, then just give us money. You know, that's cool. I'm down with that. I can handle change past my way. So those are the main, I think the main. And we also need board members. We still need a couple more board members. I think we only have about five. So, yeah, board member, it's kind of like the, I don't know. I mean, board members are great on resumes, you know, great way to get involved, seriously. But, no, that's another way to help. But you have to be a member to be a board member. So I cross that hurdle. Woo-woo.
So you were always standing from afar looking in?
No, I was always the best volunteer, like, that had no title. You know, I know all these things. I can answer all these questions, but, well, who are you again? Oh, what? Just, no, volunteer, right? Which, I'm not saying it's not great to be just a volunteer, but I wanted more, you know? I wanted to show that I was really into it, you know? Not that volunteers can't show that, but I'm just saying my personal... benefits of it all. I wanted to be a member. I wanted to be a board member because I feel like I had a lot of things to say about how this should go down.
This is the second to last one. Big one. What did you learn tonight from the people that attended?
Let me think. Actually, one of the biggest things, I think, which is something that I have been working on, but one lady was telling me that, you know, maybe we need a couple more catchphrases on how to get people to ask questions or understand the importance. Not a catchphrase as in a tricky catchphrase, but just something that is like a tagline, you know. She said that Abby had put it well with, you know, pay now or pay later with your health. Pay now with money, pay later with your health, whichever one you choose. You know, most people would choose pay now instead of have bad health. And she's like, that would be really good for you to kind of like give is something to people. So, be better with talking. I learned that. And It's always nice to hear what people have to say, you know, like the young woman who was asking questions about giving something tangible for people. You know, is it realistic that they're going to become a member before there's a store? And gosh, we hear that so often. So it's nice to know what people are thinking, you know, obviously, and that they're all kind of thinking the same thing. So maybe we can become more focused on tackling those things, which we're trying to do, obviously. But so learning that the same questions are out there, you know, and that more than not, people were for it, I think. So that's always good. You have more of a crowd than less of a crowd. Yeah.
All right, last one, final thoughts.
Oh, final thoughts. Get involved in your community as soon as possible because it's really important. If you want things to change, get out there and change them. Things are not perfect in the world, you know, and I really want City Foods to happen, so you all should want the same thing. Health is important. Food is important, and we need to support our community and our health. And City Foods is a great way to do it.
The Media Collective would like to thank Mary Lemkuhl for her interview. We would also like to thank City Foods and Thistle Buyer Farm for the great event held at the Tippecanoe Arts Federation. To learn more about City Foods, the Lafayette Area Food Co-op, please check out their website at cityfoods.org. To learn more about Thistle Buyer Farm, please check out their website at thistlebuyerfarm.com.